What did you learn in art school about how to do something?
When I left school, I did a 2-year art foundation course. And on the first day of that foundation course, we learned how to make our own sketchbooks. So we had to cut the paper, we had to sew up the seam, we had to put some cloth around the spine and glue and press it all in, obviously make a cover. So that really became my thing, how to make sketchbooks. And my sketchbook was my life. I used to fill it with writing, drawings, I used to fill it with bus tickets, gig tickets, photos, anything really about my life. And that was my practice really, was creating these very personal books. So my portfolio and my art was carried with me. And then when I went off to study fine art in Leeds, I guess the real challenge was how to go from that very personal, small sense of creativity to something that was bigger. So what I really learned in my degree was how to take up space. And I did that in quite a practical way. Got really interested in cutting up my drawings and then making each piece larger, often using a photocopier and blowing them up and up and up and up until the pieces were quite abstract, and then piecing it all back together in order to see how it looked. But that sense of being entitled to take space, I wasn't really somebody who'd been brought up with a strong sense of entitlement. I'd been brought up with this idea that you had to earn your place in the world, really. But I think through my degree, particularly, what I would say is that I learned that it was okay to take up some space in the world, and that my views and my art and my creativity were as valuable as anybody else's.
What did you learn in art school about how to be in the world?
Through my time at art school and very much since then, I've learned to be tolerant. I've learned to accept differences. I've learned to be calm and not to be wound up by things that appear at first value to annoy me or be irritating. I think that sense of if I'm entitled to take up space in the world with my creativity and my personality, then so is everybody else. And of course, everybody is different. And therefore, just because I'm taking up some space doesn't mean that I take away from somebody else's space. So learning to get on with people, learning to accept that there's value in understanding why people have different views, different experiences, different backgrounds, and being open-minded and being accepting that there's value, real value to be had by understanding those differences.
What did you learn in art school about how to be with other people and forge connections?
So I think one of the things that I learned from my art school education is how to tell stories. And I guess I've always been as interested in the person that created the art as in the art itself. And so understanding how something has been created and what the context in which it has been created means is sort of just vital in understanding what it is that you're experiencing. And from my art school education, a lot of it was around narrative. People were telling different stories in different ways. It was the sort of mid-late 80s, and there was a great deal of interest in the idea of art as text, and how you needed to decipher the meaning within art by looking at the sort of values and the meaning that it embodied. And a lot of that was around recognising that there were real prejudices or biases or inequalities embedded in the way that things had been created. And so working to make those things more explicit and more visible and more obvious, telling those stories from a different, perhaps contrasting perspective from the one that the original creator presented was really important. So I guess how did I learn to be with other people and forge connections? Well, it's really about listening to their stories and creating stories together.
What did you learn in art school about how to imagine the world?
I've thought about this quite a lot, this idea of how does creativity and imagination help us create different sorts of futures. There's a quote I find myself using quite a lot by Mark Fisher, who was the academic at Goldsmiths. And he said that it's easier for us to imagine the end of the world than it is for us to imagine the end of capitalism. And that sort of sense that we need imagination to be about activism. Rob Hopkins, who was the founder of the Transition Town movement, which seeks to enable and empower places to create more sustainable ways of living and working and operating. Well, Rob Hopkins talks about the need for imagination activists. And I really like the idea that from a art school, we could in effect be training an army of imagination activists who can help us think differently about what the world could be in future, and can help to create compelling visions that go beyond very sterile, top-down, global, market-led visions that are marketed and advertised to us all, that we can create something that's based much more on human connection and connection with nature and valuing each other and a different way of living and being. If we as artists can be confident that we can help to create those compelling visions and that we can take people with us, then I think imagination can be a hugely powerful form of activism.
What would be your pillars of the art school?
So the first pillar I would think about is interdependency. It's very easy to fall into a belief that we are all autonomous, independent agents going about our lives, creating our own things. It's all about us. It's all about our individual needs and wants and contributions that we can make. And I think we are encouraged into that way of thinking. You know, the market model of seeing the world loves for there to be scarcity. It loves for there to be competition. It loves for us to be in opposition with each other. And I think in reality, that's so untrue. We're all completely dependent upon each other all of the time. I wouldn't have been able to get here today without somebody driving the bus that I came upon. I wouldn't be sitting here recording unless somebody had made this microphone. Somebody had powered the electric that's needed to record this. Every day, you know, drinking a cup of tea. I can't drink a cup of tea unless somebody has helped by making the mug, filling the kettle, boiling it. So we are in everything that we do, we're entirely interdependent on other people. I think interdependence as a value and recognition is something that we ought to really learn from our time at art school and through the process of being creative. The second pillar that I wanted to put forward is this idea of being regenerative. So how do we put back more into the world than we take from it? How do we leave places better than we found them? And so a really good question for us to ponder. Lots of the models that are around us now, or lots of the economic systems that are around us now, are purely extractive. We treat natural capital in a way that squanders it and doesn't replace it. And we know that that can't happen forever. You can't have exponential growth forever. At some point, you just run out of stuff to consume. So how can the art school pay back more to the place that it's in, that it takes? And how can the art students leave the art school better than they found it? Those are interesting questions that I'd like to hold. The third pillar for me is freedom. My own art school experience was one where I was, in effect, given a studio and said, here you go, you've got 3 years, work out what you would like to do. There was no taught curriculum, there was no real structure apart from a little bit of art history. And so it was up to me to work out what I wanted my art education to be. It's quite a lot of responsibility to put on somebody who was, well, at the time I was only 18. So it takes a lot to be that self-determined. But equally, it's given me an outlook on the world and a sort of set of beliefs and skills that come back to the idea that having the freedom to create your own way of working, your own way of living, your own way of being is the most important. I don't want to purely let other people or other systems define those things for me. And what I fear is that we're entering increasingly into a world where freedom is a luxury rather than a right. It's the thing that you do when you take time off from all of the responsibilities that you have. And that feels so wrong. It feels like freedom is the thing that we all should have, and how we choose to use that freedom is the exciting bit that we can get to through being creative and through being artists. And the final pillar of my art school is to embrace and celebrate weirdness. We live in a world where we're sort of increasingly encouraged to be quite similar. We have social media that shows us what it means to be having a good time. We have marketing that tells us what it means to be successful. We have people who are channeled into professions and careers almost from the day that they're born. I really like people who don't fit into the system for whatever reason. Due to their experiences, due to their physical abilities, due to their way they think, due to their identity. And we really need to celebrate that divergence and that difference. It's so boring if we all think and look the same. Where we get real creativity and inspiration from is by bringing together different groups of people with radically different characteristics, radically different experiences. And it's through that interaction that we get things that are genuinely creative. So I guess my final pillar is for the art school to be the home of weirdness, and that weirdness is celebrated because it's the thing that will stop us ultimately all just ending up being and acting together alike.